Hello and welcome to the Permission Givers podcast with Janelle and Alicia. Alicia is a soul coach who helps women come back to self to discover who they truly are and what they are here to do. Janelle, that's me, is a spiritual mentor and psychic medium who focuses on empowerment, spiritual growth, and finding your divine purpose. We are a women's empowerment podcast here to give you permission to choose yourself so you can unlock and live the life of your dreams. Let's go. Welcome back, listeners. We've missed a week because we've been super duper busy holding space in women's circles. So Leisha and I are here to talk to you about that today. We've had so many questions, and for everyone that asked a question, we know that there's probably 10 people sitting behind them who are not brave enough to ask that question. So today we're going to delve into what women's circles are and why they're so important. So welcome.
Yeah, I'm just going to probably kick it off by saying that, you know, how we found our way into women's circles, because and the reason why it became really important to us is because what we got out of attending our first few circles. Mm-hmm. So what I found is that it was really a safe space of sharing, like of really sharing myself in ways that I'd not felt safe to share in the circles that I'd previously been in, even my friendship circles, because I feel like a lot of them were formed with an element of mask that I might have been wearing, with with an element of these roles I was playing, like the people pleaser, the overgiver, like so because I was playing a lot of those roles within my personal friendships, I didn't really feel fully safe to share myself without judgment.
Mm-hmm. And also what I find as well, and we will keep listening because we will get into a bit more of what it is and what happens, because I know, like, even my mom came to a first circle on the weekend and she's like, I'm here because I don't know what Janelle does. You know, when we're gathering with our friends, often we can't share our full truth because it might be offensive to someone that's there, because we're all interconnected as well. So that I just wanted to interject there for a second, say, like, sometimes we can't fully unravel about the things that have maybe hurt us, because that could be hurtful for other people, or it could be dramatic or cause issues or whatever. So we often don't know how safe our friendship circles are. You know, and I feel that that's something that you and I do really well, is set those rules and those boundaries as to whatever is brought up within the circle stays within the circle.
Yeah. I think that is so important, and it's part of the reason why we don't open a circle without first acknowledgement to country. Mm-hmm. I generally do a traditional Māori welcome, acknowledging Sky Father, Earth Mother, and welcoming everyone here for the purpose that we've gathered today. And then we go into house rules, which are very specific, because they are a massive part of the safety that we create in our circles. And I will say the feedback that I get, recurring feedback, is how safe our spaces are and our circles are.
Absolutely.
From complete strangers, because our last, I'd say, three circles, we've had more than 50% new women that I'd literally never, out of our circle Saturday morning, I only knew five people that were my family, my auntie and her four children. And every other woman I'd never met.
No, I knew your auntie and that was it.
So me and you both. The rest of the circle were new women, and that's the feedback they're giving us, is that they feel really safe to share.
Yeah, and it's calling in the right types of people. And I know for us, you know, it's so hard, and we were chatting about this off air, to describe what a women's circle is, because we have had some wild allegations. You know, are they witches gathering? Kinda, but we'll go into that. But it's like, if you're not a witch or you don't identify as a witch, that's fine. We're not sacrificing anything. We're not doing spells. We're making magic, but in a different way, which we'll talk about soon. Is it woo-woo? Yes and no. Yeah. I mean, it's very natural. It's definitely, if you don't consider yourself to be spiritual, you'll still get a lot out of it.
I want to share the story, because I just shared it in my story the other night, is that it was 2 years ago, I think. I was sitting in my bath and I shared this story around when me and you first kind of lent into the universe and we're awakened to shit, there's more to this than us.
Yeah.
And we were both like laughing at ourselves, because we were lighting candles, speaking to the universe, asking for answers, and like we both were saying, I feel like an idiot. Like, yeah. I'm asking this question and expecting something to come back. And I know for you, there was this vivid flashing of words that came up for you. So it was like we didn't know until we started asking the questions. Mm-hmm. And so I guess for me, that's the permission that I give anybody that's teetering on the verge of like, I'd like to know a little bit more about what goes on, but I guess I'm skeptical because I don't know yet, mm-hmm. that we all start somewhere and that mm-hmm. even me and you, which people will assume are highly spiritual woo-woo people, yeah. and I don't have a problem at all saying, yeah, I am.
I'll own it, yeah.
Yeah, I'll own it. But, yeah. but we started somewhere too. So, and yeah. that was literally only a few years ago.
Yeah,
for both of us. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and it was a journey from there just to lean in a little bit more and peel back different layers mm-hmm. and find more of these spaces. And they weren't just women's circles, but they were more spaces around being conscious mm. and having a better understanding of ourselves mm. and being in community too. So these are all aspects of what I think is the purpose why we started leaning into more about what are women's circles and then found mm. ourselves realizing how important it was for us to create more of these spaces for other women to join.
Yeah. And I guess for anyone, and we'll go into the mood and what happens and stuff like that very soon. But I know that a lot of people who are seeking this type of connection have anxiety and social anxiety. So often when we have anxiety, we want to know exactly how it goes down, right? So let's lay it out in super simple terms. So essentially you arrive, we normally hold them in nature. We might seek some shelter over winter, but we arrive, we gather in circle. We sit down, you say your name, you say why you felt called to come. You don't have to say it if you don't want to. Everything is invitation only. And even through that is an opening and a connection and a sharing. And for me, at my first true women's circle, like I'd been to a smaller one, which was absolutely beautiful, but my first kind of big one with 20 people, which is how many that we hold as well. I remember the medicine in just listening to other people's stories, because I do truly remember women walking in and being stunningly beautiful and me being like, fuck you, in my head, you know, because that was, yeah. I had a sister wound. I was comparing myself to everyone. And I thought, oh, your life is perfect and you've got a nice car. And just those judgments that we make instantly to protect ourselves, they're out of ego. And then hearing their stories and going, Janelle, you dickhead, they are a normal fucking person. Pull them off the pedestal. Stop being a dick. And there was so much medicine in that connection of sharing and vulnerability. So even if you rocked up to a women's circle and did not speak, you would go home healing.
Yes. Yes. The medicine and sharing.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not about what you have to say, but it's what you receive from somebody else's share. That is the gift.
Yes.
That is
and the connections, like the connections that women make with other women and take away from our circle is powerful as well. So yeah, like, and we tell this story a little bit at our circles, but we started ours maybe 6 months ago, maybe, I don't know,
a little bit
this
longer,
journey,
I
time
think.
Time doesn't exist, right? But we were sitting in my reading room, had some candles on, some incense, we were eating cute little platter, and we were crying. There was three of us who were sharing our stories, and there was medicine in that. So when we were trying to work out before jumping on the Zoom, how do we describe it? Because we still don't know, right? It's like, imagine sitting in a beautiful space with the closest people you know, who you feel so comfortable with, in a beautiful atmosphere, fairy lights, candles, whatever, and being able to 100% be you, share your deepest conversations, put it out all out on the table, remove your mask, take the bra off, get comfortable, that kind of vibe. Mm. That's what I feel people get from a women's circle.
Yes.
Laying on the lounge room floor in your dressing gown, having a conversation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My whole body relaxed when you said that.
Yeah.
Because there's so much, like, I guess that we carry in our body that we're uptight about when it comes to vulnerability. This mm-hmm. is the thing, the terrifying thing is vulnerability. And I guess it's one of the spaces that I've used to break down some of the walls.
Absolutely.
And really have a better understanding of myself. Mm-hmm. So I would say the three key takeaways around even why you come to one of these circles is to have a better connection to yourself, mm-hmm. a better connection to nature, and a better connection to your sisterhood.
Absolutely. And it's to rip down those walls, because I myself, and I've spoken about this in many episodes, was independent, resilient, strong, unbreakable, right? Mm. And that was like what was so, that was one of my biggest strengths of character. It still is, but I also realized how that's a character flaw as well, because we shouldn't need to do it on our own. And I realized that by presenting that front to the world, I was also doing a disservice to other women who were comparing themselves with my ability to cope.
Mm.
And they still do that, because I must say I do cope quite well, but I also break down and I will share that with people now. And I also have my own shit that I've had to overcome as well. So vulnerability, there's no connection without vulnerability.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I think you're actually brilliant at it, at communicating your mess.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's the thing that I feel like a lot of us are scared to be seen in our mess. Mm. And turning up to these spaces is a way of understanding that everybody's got mess.
And we're scared to be seen in our mess, but we're actually, our inner child is crying out to be noticed in our mess too. So it's just so incredibly healing. Like, it's just so hard to explain. I was like, let's get on and explain, but it's very hard to explain. I do want to set some boundaries though. There's no weird shit that goes on. Like, there's weird shit, but there's no like weird shit. You know what I mean? Like, there's no like, it's not satanic, it's not religious, you know.
Yep, we're not sacrificing any living beings.
It's not sexual, which is a question that we've received as well, which made me laugh because I feel like the word was actually like, is it an orgy or something? Like, that was how they asked it. And we were like, it would be more expensive if it was.
Yeah,
darling.
Yeah, we've been putting the prices up a bit.
Got a bargain for $39. Yeah. Absolutely not sexual, but, you know, getting back in touch with yourself and your sacral power and all that kind of stuff will probably improve your sex life.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, there's that. There's also, like a lot of women, honestly, carry a disconnection to their sexual and sensual bodies.
Yeah.
And so there is so much about connecting back with yourself, with nature, and amongst your sisters that make you, I guess, realize that that's just part of who we are as women.
I actually had this conversation with someone this morning. So, and I think Dr. Tara might have touched on it in our episode with her as well, but people don't have room to be sexual when they're filled up with crap, right? So this is the place where you can go and empty some of that crap and make more room for the good stuff. So if our life is jam-packed with like structure and routine, like responsibilities and this and that, there's no room for any type of fun. So if you can dump some of those expectations of yourself, if you can go, actually, she doesn't have it all together either, why am I striving for that? Then there's more room to relax into actually enjoying yourself in any way, shape or form of your life.
Yes. Yeah. Can't validate that enough.
And sitting, one thing I love about circles is the ceremonial factor. And when I say ceremonial factor, like that doesn't necessarily mean uptight rituals or ceremonies, but for me, it's the cacao. So drinking cacao, if you don't know what cacao is, it's a heart opening plant medicine that can help you relax into your body and things like that. It is actually an aphrodisiac as well. But for me, the ceremonial side is taking the time to light candles and to have flowers around and to make a beautiful space. I love that part of what we do as well, because we don't do that often enough within our homes. You know, we keep it clean, we keep it tidy, we make things look nice, but how often do we take time to light candles and incense and just bring ceremony to our life as well? I think that's really powerful too.
Yeah, I do love that. I feel like it's also a really safe space for people to step a little bit out of their comfort zones. Mm-hmm. You know, and as I say, a little bit, like you, if you really want to step more out of your comfort zones, that's welcome too.
Yeah.
But so I guess when I say a little bit, if that's the thing that might be stopping you, like, is this too far out of my comfort zone? As you already said, Janelle, everything is invitation. And you get to experience and lean in as much or as little as you want.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't, there's no expectation for you to turn up. You know, and the other thing I really thought was valuable to share is I was thinking, you know, you could literally just be coming for a spaced event.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and sometimes, like you were saying, sometimes it's emptying the shit out, which could be just a coming to whinge about something so that you can go back to your families, back to your husbands, having released some of that shit. And we, I guess, again, like you said, we'll come back to a bit more of a structure around what we actually do at these circles. But that's a massive part of it. Like we use a lot of different modalities and tools
Make space.
To release. Yeah, to release I guess, thoughts, feelings, and emotions that might be trapped and stagnant.
And none are bad. And any that you've had, someone else has also had. You know, I'll never forget, and I use this example a lot, when a woman said, I don't want to be a mom anymore. And she cried. She said it through her tears. And she looked around the circle fearing judgment. And we were all like, fucking, I feel you.
And crying.
And crying, because we so deeply felt it at times. And no one ever voices that because they think that it makes them a bad person. But I tell you what, signing up to be responsible to fucking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, whatever, how many kids you have for the rest of your fucking life because they don't ever grow out of it. Sometimes that feels shit. Let's just be honest. Like, you are going to take care of this person until you die. Your thoughts are going to be consumed with them until you die. Cool? You're going to be cool with that every day of your life? No, you're not. Some days you're going to say, fuck off, all of you. Yeah. And that's okay. And it took that safe space for her to unload. And then I remember she started laughing and she said, I don't even feel like that anymore because I've just shared it and I released it from my body and you made it okay for me.
Yes.
So that can be really powerful too, to go, you're not a bad person. This shit's hard, man. It's hard, you know?
Yeah. So it's a judgment-free zone.
Mm.
And so this is why sometimes we just want to be fucking, what's the word? Like, throw a tantrum, or we want to be irresponsible in a way where we can just say whatever we want to say. Whereas, you know, within society, we can be boxed into, I can't say that, or I better not say that, or I better not step this way. There's so much boxing in of who we are. And in this space, it's like you literally just get to let out whatever needs to be expressed, even when it's not the type of thing that's accepted in general society.
Mm. And seeing the humanness of other people as well. So like when people share their story and we're literally in awe of the things that they're sharing, it just makes you remember that like everyone has a story and none of it is pretty. You know, no one has this perfect flower existence. So it just helps you, I feel, be kinder on a daily basis because you've got no fucking idea what someone is going through behind the scenes. In terms of structure, it's hard to give structure because we are very flowy.
Yeah.
But as you said before, we always have an acknowledgement to country. So we always pay absolute respect to the traditional owners of the land. And I would invite anyone holding space to always do that.
Yeah.
And we always ask permission. I always ask permission from the traditional landowners, from ancestors, from everyone. Can we hold space here today? And I always get that universal nod back and I know that we're safe and that connection to the earth. And then of course you do your call and call on your guides and for protection. And that's so beautiful as well. So, you know, I guess that does sound really fucking woo-woo to people who don't get it, but you don't participate in that. That's something that we do for you. So we set the space, we hold the space, we call in spirit to hold us and to protect us as well.
It's essentially our intentional way of creating a safe space for anyone that's come to.
And as I just visualized that, I just visualized a bubble around the circle, like a beautiful safe space. And structure-wise, I guess some of the things we do to release this shit from our body can be breath work, can be a bit of meditation. We love screaming. Sometimes we scream off this really big rock at the Yuyangs, which is powerful and fun, and everyone laughs after they do it because it makes room for joy.
It does. It does. Another, I think it's really crucial. We use sound healing.
Yes. Yep.
And you know, like there potentially is a lot of people out there because that's something I'm only really becoming more familiar with in the last 12 months or so. Yep. So there might be a lot of people out there that's wondering what sound healing is. We use some frequency modalities, which are your sound bowls.
Yeah. So I bring drumming. Yeah. Drumming is powerful to really, I feel like it gets the body to pay attention to what the soul's receiving as well. Like, and it really drums it in or beats it out. I feel like it's the intention of the drummer is what's happening as well.
Yeah.
And just intensifies the experience. But I do have sound bowls, crystal sound bowls that are tuned to each chakra. Recently we worked on the heart and the sacral and the throat. That was, you know, I played the sound bowls and did a healing for that. So that was to connect our womb space to our heart, but then also to our throat as well, because if we're not voicing what we need and desire, then we're not going to get it. So that's just another way that you can receive. So women's circles are really about receiving too. Like, stop giving to everyone and just show up and receive.
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, I hear that from other space holders that come into our space. A lot of them are like, I love coming to your circles because it's what I do for a living too.
Yes.
And I get to just be held.
Yes.
Like, I just to get show up and be myself and let go and just be held.
This is not as well, guys, this is not like, hey, let's sell tickets to our next event, because they sell out anyway. So please don't take this as a marketing thing. This is essentially just explaining to you what women's circles entail everywhere, so that you can step into a space, or maybe you're thinking about creating a space. Maybe you're drawn to doing that. Reach out to us. We can talk you through it. It's really not a hard thing to do. You just have to show up in your integrity with intention of creating a safe, beautiful space. And the more, the better. You know, there's room for many, but please.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think, and our intention was to, we'd have had quite a bit of feedback around some people that were a little standoffish about, you know, what to expect. And so we thought, well, this might break down some of the walls for those that were, you know, just had a little idea of what might go on. So, yeah, creating more safety in allowing you to choose yourself. And the other thing I really wanted to touch on is so mental health, like literally, when you, like, there were so many movements during our lockdowns that went on down here in Melbourne for the last couple of years. And, you know, mental health problems went through the fucking roof.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is a big part of how I found my way back into spaces like this. And then I think it's also a big part of why it was really important to us to create more of these spaces was, was the levels of mental health problems that were going on out there. I think if there's any elements of, I guess, stress, anxiety, these two things are probably some of the biggest things that really cause a lot of issues for women, for humans. Those two things alone, I feel, are a really good reason to come to a circle, whether it be ours or anybody's, if those things are a problem for you. I mean, we do get a lot of women coming in with social anxiety or anxiety, which is probably another reason why this podcast step today was really important to share that there are people still showing up with those types of, I guess, limitations is the word I want to say, and finding, like, we're still getting beautiful feedback that, they were really shocked that they were able to share that, that type of thing. And they didn't expect to get out of it what they would have.
And we have had women come and not share, and that's okay as well. You know, like, we've gone around a circle and had someone say, no, I'll pass today. And we're like, no problem. That's fine. You know? And I do remember after everyone shared, she said, can I share now? And we're like, yeah, of course you can. Mm-hmm. But there's absolutely no expectation to do anything but just be. And if you don't feel comfortable, it's not your jam. Cool. You just wasted 2 hours of your life, you know? But I don't really think that we've had that. But, you know, this is a push for wherever you're listening, go to a women's circle.
Yeah.
If you can't find one, make one. And it doesn't have to be fancy, and it doesn't have to be woo-woo. It can literally be like five girlfriends come over, sit in your lounge room, set the intention to make it a safe space for you guys to connect, you know?
Yes.
Super duper powerful stuff.
I mean, and I will also say that for me and you, one thing that we've discussed between each other is that it's whenever you share this in circle, is that you get really emotional around how privileged and how honored you are. And so the both of us just really privileged and honored to be able to bring these spaces about. So to us, we've actually spoke about this. It's not even about making money. It's not a big money-making space for me and you, but it is so connective. And, the networking that goes on has been so valuable, not just for me and you, but for even for women. I know so many are connecting. At our last
circle, there were two women out of 20 who'd lost their children to cancer as teenagers, and they intuitively picked each other during the eye-gazing experience, and then they exchanged phone numbers at the end, which is vital, you know, for healing, for connection, for understanding what someone's gone through. So the connections that take space afterwards are super duper powerful as well. For me, I didn't exist in community at all until 2 years ago, maybe not even, you know. My brother's always played sport, so he would be involved in community. My parents were there, donating their time and always involved in community, but like, I'm not sporty. Like, I'm actually pretty uncoordinated. So I never had community. I really haven't, you know, and I've had friends and my own friends, but never a community thing. And stepping into community is the biggest safety structure that you can, well, the biggest safety net that you can ever configure for your mental health, because you, it will be noticed if you're not okay, and people will catch you, and you don't have to do everything on your own. So, you know, this is just to give you perspective. You think, oh no, people, some people are community people, some people aren't. We all need community. And if we say that we're a loner, which I used to say, I like to do my own thing and just have my close people, it's because you haven't found people that you connect with deeply. You haven't found a space to show up authentically.
One of our core needs is belonging.
Yes.
We all need to belong.
Yeah.
And so that's something I feel like, you know, when it comes to mental health, I go back to that again, is a lot of us are like, we're craving connection and we're lonely. Like it's a prominent thing that comes up. Like some are feeling lonely even amongst their own families, but yeah, they're lonely and they're not sure where to start forming connections. So that's another reason, like you just never know who you're going to meet if you turn up to one of these spaces. And as you were saying, even create your own.
Create your own. And just step out of your comfort zone to find it. And I think for me as well, pivotal moment, I can't remember if it was last year or the year before, but my friends were like, what are we doing for your birthday? Do you want to go out for dinner? Like, what do you want to do? And I was like, I want to sit in circle. And I felt really dumb about it because so many of my friends were not into that. And I was like, I can't be bothered to go have small talk or to talk about things, or I just want to connect, just want to be seen. So, you know, and you know, sometimes you find yourself zoning out of conversations because they're not deep enough for you. Not wanting to sound wanky or anything like that, you know. But you just think, oh, this is just not filling my cup. Go deeper.
Yeah, I think a lot, as I said, that's I guess we can attach that to the connection that people connection, are craving.
Proper connection.
Real connections.
Yeah, real connections. Yeah, absolutely. So as we said, this episode is not to sell our circles. This is to look for wherever circles are around you. Once you set your intention to find circles, they will appear. We have women that come to our circle and they go, oh my God, like I didn't know this existed. And now I'm finding them everywhere. It's like, yep. Once you set your intention, you will find them. If you cannot find them, reach out to us and we will help you find something. If you want to start something, reach out to us and we will help you start something. If you want to come to one of our circles, our next one is in May. It's the first Saturday in May. It's a sunrise circle down in Batesford, which is just off the highway. So if you're coming from Melbourne, it's not very far. It's very close to Geelong. Beautiful sacred land. And yeah, keep your eyes peeled for anything else that we might come up to, but get in circle as quick as you can.
Yeah, and feel free to message either Janelle or I if you have any more questions around our circles, our space. Yeah, we're both really happy to answer any questions.
Absolutely. So you can find us both on socials. My Instagram is Janelle Bridge Spirit Medium.
And I'm Unleashed You on Instagram and Alicia Marie on Facebook.
Or you can email us, whatever works for you guys. But we are always here. Again, intention of this episode is to just put that powerful message out to connect. You know, you can sit with your family in circles, sit with your kids, whatever you want to do, go deeper. You have permission to go deeper and seek what you're looking for. Until next time, thank you so much for listening and we'll talk to you again soon.
See ya.
Bye. Thank you so much for listening in. It would mean the world to us if you could give us a follow and even share an episode on your social media to help empower a friend of yours. Feel free to check out some of our other motivational episodes. And until next time, we are giving you permission to live your best life. Bye.